This is Elsie Hornbacher interviewing Grace Van Wert, who lives at 3333 Moores River Drive, apartment 704, Lansing, Michigan, 48910. Her telephone number with the area code listed first is 517-482-3773. This is August 6th, 1984. Grace may be located at this telephone or at this address. This recording is being made for the Lansing unit of the Women's Overseas Service League.
I heard about the vacant, I heard about jobs in Germany in the summer of 1946 through a friend of mine in Ann Arbor. I was teaching summer school in Lansing. I had Mexican children whose parents worked in the fields. I went down to Ann Arbor. I did not have time to get any recommendations. So the Mr. Myring, Richard Myring, who was hiring teachers, said that he was interested in my application but would need some recommendations. So I stepped outside, called my superintendent, my principal, and some superintendents I'd had other places, and they immediately called back. I was hired that day.
My goodness, back in the days when I went, I think I started proceedings in March and knew by June.
This idea of hiring people was sort of a spur of the moment deal, so that they didn't have too much time to advertise ahead. 110 teachers left New York on September 20th for Germany.
When you went, did you know anyone else going?
Yeah, I knew two people.
From Michigan?
Yes.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Then you did get together with
And then in New York we met several others.
Uh-huh.
And I think we were 13 of us from Michigan. So we got to know one another quite well in New York. We were held up 10 days in New York before we sailed, because we were supposed to go over on the General Alexander, but the General Alexander had hit a mine on its way back from Germany. So we were held up until we could get on the General Richardson.
Another ship?
Yes.
Was it a nice ship, Grace?
Yes, mm-hmm. It was. It was an Army ship. We wore our Mae West, the life preservers, all the time. We were not even supposed to go outside of our cabin without the life preserver with us every minute, because the boat was liable to make to hit a mine. They were not all out of the water yet. Yes, we were always ready. We had boat drill often on the ship, so we knew just which boat we would go to from the station wherever we happened to be, if we did hit a mine.
Was the ocean rough?
Part of the time it was, but most of it, the trip over was nice.
You didn't get seasick?
Not going over, I did coming back, because I was on a smaller ship coming back, and the sea was rough.
Richardson was big enough that
yes.
Mm-hmm. You avoided seasickness.
Yes.
I
mm-hmm.
found the same thing to be true going over to Europe in a smaller ship. I didn't throw up, but I was kind of, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. under the weather.
We landed in Bremerhaven, where we stayed all night the first night. And then the next day, we took a train to Frankfurt, Germany. We rode in a train that had slat seats, so it was quite an uncomfortable ride all the way. Our first meeting was at Frankfurt. Then we went to Bremerhaven. We went to Bad Nauheim, where we had a week of meetings, and we received our assignments. And then after that, we took a trip on the Rhine River in Hitler's private yacht, which the army had confiscated. There were many one-room schools that first year, and they asked for people to volunteer to take the one-room schools, as there were not enough American families in Germany yet to have more than one teacher at many of the locations. I volunteered to take a one-room school. I was connected with the Fritz Lyer Air Base. The school was located at Bad Wildungen because Fritz Lyer was badly bombed.
What's the big city near that place?
Bad Wildungen is 100 miles north of Frankfurt and 25 miles south of Kassel.
Kassel, in that area, the northern Germany, wasn't it?
In the foothills of the Harz Mountains. It was a lovely place, beautiful place.
What is the province, German province? Do you know what?
Hesse.
Hesse. Oh, you were in Hesse.
Mm-hmm. The town of Bad Wildungen had 6,000 permanent residents before the war. After the war, there were around 12,000 there, which included people from other places that had been badly bombed and Americans. It was a health resort town. There were 12 fairly large hotels and 18 small hotels at that time. I stayed at a hotel, which was the Army Officers Club.
I understand German teachers even today can go to a health resort for a week because they need rest and recuperation from their work.
I often wondered if the people really got much help. It was supposed to, the water at this health resort was supposed to be good for kidney problems.
I see. An aide
who worked with me teaching German to my children, his father was a doctor in Berlin. He had died during the bombing of Berlin, and she was left with nothing and had to get out and make her own way any way she could. I asked her one time if her father thought that the water at the health resorts helped the patients, and she said, well, not really, but he thought the rest did them a lot of good. When school first started on the first day, I had 4 children, but I got more later. They gradually came in, and before the year was over, I had children in all grades from 1 through 7, so it was just like a country school.
Was it, were these children children of enlisted men or officers or both?
They were both, enlisted and officers' children.
Uh-huh.
Also, I had one family whose parents were connected with the Red Cross.
I see.
They were fine children. I had no problems with any of them. It was just an ideal classroom. We were quite limited at the beginning in books and other materials. I had taken art materials and paper and pencil and a lot of things that I knew I would need, and if I didn't get them right away, I would be prepared with a little. And we gradually got more things. Of course, all the books were new. And the children scrounged around and got some things, too, that they brought in from as they visited other areas.
Then you had to set up a whole new school, didn't you?
Yes.
And you were a part in making the school, weren't
That's
you?
Right. So the first year we had
the first school.
The first year we had the schools over there.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, there were 110 of us that started the schools. And I think we had 41 schools at the beginning, 41 locations. So you see there weren't many teachers in any one place.
I see. How many were there in this school you were in? Just one?
Just myself.
Oh, you were there alone?
I was all alone. We were given our assignments, I asked Mr. Meyering or Mr. Virgil Walker, who had control of all the schools, where Bad Wildungen was located. He said, I don't know, but they want a school. And you'll have to look on the map and then go down to the railway station and find out how to get there,
mm-hmm.
which I did.
Oh, you weren't taken care of at all.
Oh, no, we just had to sort of look for ourselves.
Okay.
However, when I was before I got on the train to go, word was sent to the headquarters at the Flatsar Air Base, so someone met me with a jeep at the railway station in Fritzlar and drove me over to Bad Wildungen and made arrangements for me to stay at the hotel.
Oh, you stayed at the hotel?
Yes, the officers' club.
Oh, that's where I stayed in Naples, too. Did you eat at the officers' club?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 25 cents a meal.
25 cents a meal back in 1946.
Wonderful food, 25 cents a meal.
And I suppose you had music at night, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, oh yes.
The German orchestra.
German orchestra.
There.
And the best bread I ever ate, that German bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had our headquarters where, or it was at Frankfurt, but later on in the year it was changed to Heidelberg. So that gave us a chance several times during the year to go down to Heidelberg for meetings. And Heidelberg, of course, is a very interesting place. We taught the same things we teach here, except I had to teach, of course, all the music and art and other and regular subjects. The children were very good about helping one another so that the older children could help the little ones, just like a country school over here many years ago. During vacations, we were lucky enough to be able to take trips to different places. Christmas time, I went to Italy and Switzerland.
Who did you go with, Grace, friends of yours?
Yes, I went with other teachers who were, they were friends of mine.
Did you have an opportunity to meet the teachers in the other towns?
Yes, we did. We used to visit one another in the towns, different towns, and that way we could visit the towns.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we would change rooms. Someone would come up and take my room, and I would go to some other place and take the room, and then that way we could have a place to stay and could visit the place.
Oh, you didn't have the resort hotels open to you yet at that time?
Oh, well, of course, you know, have no idea how poor people were there. And they did have hotels that the Army had taken over, and so that we could get into those. But Germany, of course, was very, very, people were very poor, and they were very limited in supplies, food supplies and so forth right after the war.
They were hungry yet, weren't they?
Oh, yes.
Were they warm?
Well, a lot of places didn't have heat. I was warm. I was always warm, but a lot of the Germans weren't.
Mm-hmm.
The German lady who took care of my room at the hotel had very, very little. I used to get soap at the PX, and she was so pleased when I would give her a cake of soap, because her ration of soap was a small bar about the size of the larger bars you find in hotels. I took German lessons from a college professor, and he wanted his pay in cigarettes because he could go out into the country and buy food from farmers while he couldn't get it in the stores. He smoked some of the cigarettes, but he did take some of them out to buy food.
Did you have PX privileges then?
Yes, but we were rationed on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
We could get one carton of cigarettes a week.
Okay.
And if we lived in the hotel as I did, we were not allowed any coffee.
You mean you couldn't drink it in the hotel?
You could drink it, but you were not allowed to buy any coffee at the PX.
Oh, I see.
That was limited.
Mm-hmm.
Many things were limited at that time,
mm-hmm.
the first year after the war, you see.
I see. You went over what month?
September 1946.
1946, and the war
ended in 45.
45, just a year before.
Mm-hmm.
Austerity was still.
Oh yes, and when we landed in Frankfurt, the town had been bombed so badly, and you could still smell
bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Frankfurt. Mm-hmm.
On spring vacation, we took a trip down into the Bavarian Alps. We stayed there. At Garmisch part of the time, and at other areas through there.
Garmisch Partenkirchen?
Yes.
That's a ski resort, isn't
yes.
it?
Mm-hmm. In the summer before I came home, I went to England. Also visited France, Paris, and we've been to Paris one weekend earlier. Also went to Brussels and Holland.
What about the German people? Did you have any contact with them?
I did, yes. I visited one of the teachers at the high school quite a few times, and the first time I visited him, he said he would meet me at the hotel and we would go out to his place. And of course, he didn't have any car or any way to get there. And he came down to pick me up, and we walked out to his place, which was 3 miles.
That's common for the Germans.
Yes.
I think nothing of walking 6 miles.
No, and then he walked back with me, so he walked 12 miles.
Quite a distance.
Yes.
This is a German teacher.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He taught the English language, for one thing. And he taught Shakespeare materials, and he needed books. So when I came home, I bought a set of paperback books, which included several Shakespearean plays that he was interested in teaching the children. So I sent those back to him.
Mm-hmm. Was fraternization frowned upon at that time?
No, I don't think so. Uh-huh. We didn't do a lot, but...
It was totally up to
it
you.
Was up
was.
To you, yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I found the Germans that I talked with and met friendly.
Did you talk about the war at all with him?
I don't think I ever did, no. I don't remember that I did.
Uh-huh. You don't know whether he had any bitter, he mustn't have had any bitter feelings toward the United States.
I suppose some of them did. Uh-huh. I don't know how they could help it, and
but
we could help it either, but we did.
Uh-huh.
Different ones did tell me about families, or members of families who were killed uh-huh. during the war.
By the American forces?
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. You didn't hear any stories of hardships particularly from them. They didn't open up to this degree.
No, they didn't talk too much, no.
Every German I talked to denied the fact that they knew about Dachau and Auschwitz and places of that nature.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. You didn't get to that?
I don't think we went into that too much. Of course, you were there later.
Yes.
So that might make a difference, and so soon after the war.
It wasn't a day I wanted to remember at all.
Mm-hmm. No.
I came home and was sick to my stomach and couldn't even eat.
No, I imagine. Mm-hmm. No, the people were poor. There's no question about it. They were poor when I was there.
They had shoes, though, didn't they?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
They had clothes. They had, and
it was ragged, but they had clothes.
They had things, yes, but they didn't have a lot.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the town
the older part of the town in which I lived, Bodville Dungan, had many buildings around the old city square that were built back in the 1100s and 1200s. The church I attended was built in 1260, I believe it was. The pulpit was at the top of a small flight of steps. I usually spent quite a bit of time on Saturdays, if I wasn't out of town, just walking around the streets in the old part of town, watching the people and going in and out of the stores. There wasn't much in the stores, but it was fun to see the people and see the few handmade things that they had to sell.
Grace, you mentioned church. What denomination was it?
I think it was undenominational, because I went to the service for Americans, which was conducted by our chaplain.
Oh, I see.
But some of the Germans also came to the church at that time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Either were welcome. The services
yes.
were in English, though.
Yes, they were in English. And,
mm-hmm.
Everyone was welcome.
Mm-hmm.
One day when I went by one store window, I saw a painting of the old town square I knew at once that I wanted that painting, so I went into the store. The man who had painted it said it was his original, and he didn't want to sell it, but he would make me a copy of it for 3 pounds of coffee. I didn't know at that time where I could get coffee, as I couldn't buy it myself at the PX. However, when I went back to the hotel, one of the Red Cross girls told me that her mother was sending her some coffee, and that she would write and have her send more so that I would have some coffee to buy the picture. This was in the summer. I went on a trip to England, and when I came back, I went down, took the 3 pounds of coffee, and went down to the store to get my picture, thinking it would be ready. It wasn't finished, but the man who painted it was so anxious to get the coffee that he let me have his original. I couldn't have waited for the other to be finished, as we were leaving soon for the United States, so I was very glad to get the original.
Grace, how long did you stay in Germany then?
I was there 1 year. I had a leave of absence from the Lansing School, so I returned at the end of a year.
You thought about going to Japan, but...
Yes, and then I decided not to, and I often wish I had.
I see. Well, thank you, Grace.